What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. Yeah.
You heard what she said. It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, fight or flight. Fight or flight. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 30-year-old flight attendant and I'm married to a 44-year-old professor. I met him when I was in grad school and we started dating after I got my degree. He was going through a divorce and we kept our relationship private until it was finalized. He has a 17-year-old daughter that found out on social media and she started a lot of chaos in our lives. She didn't show up at our wedding and it devastated my husband. He was upset that his ex-wife allowed her to skip the wedding. I was over her by that time, so I didn't care. Now she's about to turn 18 and asks if she can come live with us in Florida and attend a fashion school. I never answered my husband, and he eventually flipped out on me and made the executive decision to allow her to come. I fixed up our home office for her, and I moved my desk onto our sun porch. I was so irritated. She has been here 4 months, and she has done exactly what I knew she was going to do. Now, when she's got an attitude, I leave and go to work. I take any flight available so I can get away from this girl. My husband and I argue because he says I'm not a positive role model for her. She's a grown woman to me, and she's got parents that failed her and allowed her to disrespect grown people. I told my husband that if she pops off at the mouth one more time, I'm going to pop her. He says I need to learn how to be a parent, and I told him I will as soon as he makes me one. I would rather work and deal with a plane full of needy passengers instead of dealing with a grown child. My husband told me that my fight or flight mentality is ruining us. He can't see that his child is divisive and honoring. Am I wrong, or does he need to put her out? Absolutely, yes, I think you're wrong. I do think you're wrong on so many levels here. I'll tell you why. It's simple. You are the adult. You keep calling her a grown woman. You keep saying she's grown, but she's really still a child. You're grown when you can pay your own way and when you can take care of yourself. And she's not doing that right now. She's in your home. She's living off you guys. She's living with you guys. You're also grown when you can face your problems head on. But what do? You run and jump on a flight. And as you say, deal with with a plane full of needy passengers rather than trying to fix a problem at the house. And yes, it is a problem because it's causing you and your husband to argue. Now, why would you let that happen? You two should present a united front to his daughter, making it impossible for her to come between you guys, because that is what's happening. That situation you all are allowing to let it come between you. Stay home in the midst of all this and handle your situation. No more jumping on planes when you can't deal with it anymore. I say first you and your husband should talk, agree on some basic house rules. Then a family meeting should be called to let the daughter know about the new changes. And again, remember, you and your husband are on the same team and you guys are the adults. I mean, she needs to see that you guys are together. He's her dad, but he's your husband, which means it's your house and your rules. So as you know, she's welcome as long as she abides by the house rules. I mean, that means no attitudes, no popping off at the mouth, no disrespect of any kind. And let me say this, if she pops off at the mouth one more time, you're going to pop her. Don't pop her. That's not what this is all about. Don't do that. I mean, you know, she's angry. She's trying you and all of that, trying to come between her, but you don't have to take it there. You can be the bigger person here. You can invite her to lunch. You can do something fun with her, you know, and try to make peace with her. And like your husband said, be a role model for her. I think you should try that before you give up on this situation and start, you know, popping her and all that all together. Steve?
Wow. This is going to have a couple of twists and turns in it. I agree with what Shirley's saying about the letter. The problem, the real problem here is in the letter writer. That seems to be the real problem. Mm-hmm. Now, you're a 30-year-old flight attendant and you're married to a 44-year-old professor. Now, see, I want you to understand something. The news got out some kind of way because this story got told because somebody knows he was your professor at the school. I met him when I was in grad school and we started dating after I got my degree. He was going through a divorce and we kept our relationship private until it was finalized. He has a 17-year-old daughter that found out on social media and she started a lot of chaos in our lives. Well, the daughter found out what on social media? That you all were dating or you all had gotten married? I think she found out y'all was dating. Mm-hmm. So quite naturally, her and the mother are now blaming you as the cause of the divorce. That's how it always works, ain't it? Yes. So now, after they found out on social media, she started a lot of chaos in her life. She didn't show up at our wedding, and it devastated my husband. He was upset that his ex-wife allowed her to skip the wedding. You mean his ex-wife didn't make her go to the wedding? His ex-wife wasn't there. So the ex-wife didn't make the daughter go to the wedding. What you mean allow her to skip it? She's 17. She didn't want to go down there because she figured you the reason her mom and daddy ain't together. And her mama then co-signed that because as soon as you start dating somebody, they go, oh, here she is right here. You the reason and you was dating and you younger. And you younger.
Hang on, Steve. Part two of your response is coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, fight or flight. We'll get back into it right after this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, fight or flight.
30-year-old flight attendant is married to a 44-year-old professor. She met the professor in grad school, and they started dating after she got the degree. That's what she says. He was going through a divorce, and we kept our relationship private until it was finalized. He got a 17-year-old daughter that found out on social media, and she started a lot of chaos in her life. She was 17 then, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now listen to this. She didn't show up at our wedding, and it devastated my husband because he was upset that his ex-wife allowed her to skip the wedding. No, his ex-wife didn't make her go down there because the ex-wife and the daughter then came to the conclusion that this young girl you married is the reason why y'all got the divorce anyway. And that's exactly how it looked. And then when they found out about y'all's relationship on social media, that validated because it was only telling one story. Then you said, I was over her by that time, so I didn't care. So now you didn't care that she come to the wedding because you over her by that time. It was a year of chaos and you was through with the girl. Now she's about to turn 18. Uh-oh. So it wasn't even a whole year. Because now you say it was about to turn 18. You see how fast this is moving. But you left that out the letter, baby. Baby, you left that out the letter. After she finds out, then next thing she know, y'all getting married. And there's a 14-year age difference. And you were his student while he was a professor. And y'all were seeing each other while they still were married and not yet divorced. Because y'all kept it a secret. See how this worked? See how this worked? Now she want to come live with y'all in Florida and attend the fashion school. I never answered my husband. He eventually flipped out on me and made an executive decision to allow her to come. It's his daughter. She want to come down there, stay with her daddy, go to fashion school. What you want him to say? Except yes. I fixed up a home office for her. I moved my desk into our sun porch. I was so irritated. You did all this begrudgingly. She has been there 4 months and she's done exactly what I knew she was going to do. Now she's got an attitude. Now when she's got an attitude, I leave and go to work. See, you're not explaining this. You're not explaining she did exactly what you want. You don't give us no information. I take a flight whenever available, anything, but get away from this girl. My husband and I argue because he says, I'm not a positive role model for her. She's a grown woman to me. Shirley's right. She's not a grown woman. She's 18. She's just now turning 18. She's a child. She don't get it. Now, you're an adult. You know what happened. You know why this girl mad. She's got parents that failed her and allowed her to disrespect grown people. Wait a minute. Respect. On social media, you dating her daddy that's divorcing her mama while they still married, that you kept it a secret. That's what you said. Respect. See, you want something you wasn't willing to give. See, little sister, that's how this game work now. This the grown folk game. I'm just giving it to you straight. I told my husband, if she pops off at the mouth one more time, I'm gonna pop her. And then what? And then what? Because she talking and you gonna hit her in the mouth. Not so you gonna resort to violence. Girl, stop. He says I need to learn how to be a parent. I told him as soon as he makes me one. Wait a minute. Excuse me.
Parent?
You're 12 years older than this girl. At best, you can be her big sister. But parent, she has two parents. She not finna call you mama. Ain't none of this fitting to work. I'm going to have a suggestion for you to say. I told him as soon as he makes me one, I would rather work and deal with a plane full of needy passengers instead of dealing with a grown child. He keeps saying grown, but she a child.
She's not grown.
My husband told me that my fight or flight mentality is ruining him. He can't see that his child is divisive and honoring. Am I wrong, or does he need to put her out? First of all, he can't put his daughter out.
Mm-mm.
Well, you're asking a man to not be a man. You're asking a father to not be a father. You're asking a man to show his daughter an example of man that he's hoping that one day she'll be able to find. Put her out. Are you kidding me?
She's the worst.
And you for asking that, what's wrong with your maturity level? No, he can't ask his daughter to leave. And no, he can't put her out. I'm going to tell you right here. Y'all, you never failed to mention in this letter that you all have ever had a sit down to discuss this, to work through it. Because you done went to your corner and decided you don't like her. You was through with her before she came to your house. And now you're reaping what you sow. You remember how you got your man, don't you? There's a price. Mm-hmm.
All right, Steve, thank you. Please leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.